Section 1.5 September 11th. No event tested Jennings' anchoring duties more than the September 11, 2001 attacks. He anchored ABC's coverage of that day's event for 17 straight hours, an effort described as Herculean by television critics. Like other network news anchors, he was widely praised for guiding Americans through the tragedy. At one point, Jennings broke his composure after receiving phone calls from his children. "We do not very often make recommendations for people's behavior from this chair," he said. "But if you're a parent, you've got a kid in some other part of the country, call them up. Exchange observations." His coverage was not without controversy, though. After conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh blasted Jennings for supposedly denigrating President George W. Bush on air during September 11th, ABC was flooded with more than 10,000 angry phone calls and emails. Jennings, however, never made the remarks, and Limbaugh later apologized and made a retraction. On September 13th, Jennings received more criticism from conservatives, this time for hosting a forum for Middle East experts that included his former girlfriend, Hanan Ashrawi. In the summer of 2002, Jennings and ABC refused to allow Toby Keith to open their coverage of July 4th celebrations with courtesy of the red, white, and blue, prompting criticism from Keith and country music fans who highlighted the anchor's Canadian citizenship. The events of September 11th added new meaning to In Search of America, the project Jennings and Brewster started after the success of their previous collaboration. The two began writing the book in early 2001, after the terrorist attacks. They revisited many of the people they had interviewed to see how the events had affected them. To promote the book, The Anchor and World News Tonight started a 50-state tour of the United States in April 2002 as part of a year-long project, 50 States, One Nation, One Year. Jennings also anchored a six-part television series in September 2002, which featured the same name as the book. Despite the success of the TV series and heavy promotion by the book's publisher, In Search of America failed to generate much interest or sales. His work on In Search of America and the September 11th attacks contributed to his decision in 2003 to become a dual citizen of Canada and the United States. "I think that 9/11 and the subsequent travel I did in the country afterwards made me feel connected in new ways," he said. "And when we were working on the America Project, I spent a lot of time on the road, which meant away from my editor's desk, and I just got much more connected to the Founding Fathers' dreams and ideas for the future." His work had prepared him well for the citizenship test, which he easily passed. "Can you imagine I, who just finished a whole series on America and had been an anchor person for an American broadcast, could you imagine if I had failed?" he asked. "It would have been horrendous." The anchor's formal pledge of allegiance took place at a regular citizenship ceremony on May 30th in Lower Manhattan. The occasion overwhelmed him. "I went in the front door and came out the front door. They were regular people. They were very touching. And I cried a little bit. My kids didn't cry, but I cried a bit. But I'm a fairly emotional character anyway." Section 1.6. Leaving the Chair. By late 2004, Brokaw had retired from his anchoring duties at NBC, ceding the reins to Brian Williams, rather planned to step down in March 2005. Jennings and ABC saw an opportunity to gain viewers and initiated a publicity blitz touting the anchor's foreign reporting experience. However, despite having almost always reported from the scene of any major news story, Jennings was sidelined by an upper respiratory infection in late December 2004. He was forced to anchor from New York during the aftermath of the Asian tsunami while his competitors traveled to the region. For Jennings, the situation was agonizing. In late March, viewers started noticing that Jennings' voice sounded uncharacteristically gravelly and unhealthy during evening newscasts. On April 1, 2005, he anchored World News Tonight for the first time. His health also prevented him from covering the death and funeral of Pope John Paul II. On April 5, 2005, Jennings informed viewers through a taped message on World News Tonight that he had been diagnosed with lung cancer and was starting chemotherapy treatment the following week. As some of you now know, I have learned in the last couple of days that I have lung cancer, he said. Yes, I was a smoker until about 20 years ago, and I was weak and I smoked over 9/11. But whatever the reason, the news does slow you down a bit. Although he stated his intention to continue anchoring whenever possible, the message was to be his last appearance on television. Throughout the summer, Charles Gibson, co-host of Good Morning America, and Elizabeth Vargas, co-host of 2020, served as temporary anchors. On April 29, 2005, Jennings posted a letter on abcnews.com with an update of his status and expressing thanks to those who had offered him their good wishes and prayers. In June, Jennings visited the ABC News headquarters and addressed staff members in an emotional speech. He thanked Gibson for closing each broadcast with the phrase, "For Peter Jennings and all of us at ABC News." He posted another short letter of thanks on July 29, 2005, his 67th birthday. Section 1.7 Death. On August 7, 2005, just after 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Gibson broke into regular programming on ABC to announce Jennings' death from lung cancer. He read a short statement from the family and disclosed that Jennings had died in his New York apartment with his wife, two children, and sister at his side. The anchor's ABC colleagues, including Barbara Walters, Diane Sawyer, and Ted Koppel, shared their thoughts on Jennings' passing. The next morning, Brokaw and Rather fondly remembered their former rival on the morning news shows. "Peter, of the three of us, was our prince," said Brokaw on Today. "He seemed so timeless. He had such élan and style." American President George W. Bush and the Canadian Prime Minister, Paul Martin, offered statements of condolence to the press. On August 10, 2005, ABC aired a two-hour special, "Peter Jennings, Reporter," with archival clips of his reports and interviews with colleagues and friends. The special drew over 9 million viewers and was the most-watched television program of the night. For the week of his death, World News Tonight placed number one in the ratings race for the first time since June 2004. Jennings' fourth wife, Casey Freed, and family held a private service in New York where the anchor's cremated remains were split in half. Half of his ashes remained in his home in Long Island, and the other half was placed in his summer home in the Gatineau Hills, near Ottawa. The 57th Prime Time Emmy Awards on September 18, 2005, included a tribute to Jennings by Brokaw and Rather. A public memorial service for Jennings was held 2 days later at Carnegie Hall. Notable journalists, political leaders, and other friends of Jennings attended. On December 5, 2005, after much speculation, and nearly 8 months after Jennings stopped anchoring, ABC named Vargas and Bob Woodruff co-anchors for World News Tonight. Section 2. Honors. Jennings won numerous honors throughout his career, including 16 Emmys and 2 George Foster Peabody Awards. His work on World News Tonight and Peter Jennings Reporting consistently won Overseas Press Club and DuPont Columbia Awards. At the peak of his popularity, Jennings was named Best Anchor by the Washington Journalism Review in 1988, 1989, 1990, and 1992. The Radio and Television News Directors Association awarded Jennings its highest honor, the Paul White Award, in 1995, in recognition of his lifetime contributions to journalism. In 2004, he was awarded with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Lifetime Achievement in Broadcasting from Washington State University. Just 8 days before his death, Jennings was informed that he would be awarded the Order of Canada, the nation's highest honor. His daughter, Elizabeth, accepted the award on his behalf in October 2005. On February 21, 2006, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg designated the block on West 66th Street between Columbus Avenue and Central Park West as Peter Jennings Way, in honor of the late anchor. The block is home to the ABC News headquarters. In October 2006, the Walt Disney Company, which bought ABC in 1996, posthumously named Jennings a Disney legend, the company's highest honor. He was the first ABC News employee so honored. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.